Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
It's OBEHAVE with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the paws and applause as we unleash your OBEHAVE host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the OBEHAVE show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Listeners, prepare to smile, laugh, and crave some lasagna. During this show, we're going to spotlight an orange tabby famous for putting the capital C in catitude, but who's really a teddy bear at heart when it comes to caning for good causes. All right, have I unleashed enough clues for you? I guess it's time to let the cat out of the bag or off the cartoon pages. Our very special guests today are Jim Davis, the creator of Garfield the Cat, and Patty Moran, founder of Pet Sitters International. Hey, Jim, Patty, welcome to the OBEHAVE show.
Good morning, Arden.
Hi, Arden. We're going to reveal the magical connection Garfield has with Pet Sitters International and how it can benefit you right after this commercial break. So, hey, sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. OBEHAVE will be right back.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step-by-step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Doc. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
OBEHAVE is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the OBEHAVE show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As mentioned, our guests today are Jim Davis, the witty, talented creator of Garfield the Cat. This cat is truly an A-list celeb of the pet world. Let's talk some stats here. 250 million people each day catch the latest Garfield and Odie antics in newspapers. Millions more have enjoyed his movies. I was wowed by the fact that the Guinness Book of World Records has named Garfield the most widely syndicated comic strip in the world. Take a bow, Garfield. And you know what? Millions have always loved this cat. I have since I was in diapers, and I was jokingly saying to Jim that I probably will be watching, enjoying, and reading about Garfield when I go back to diapers decades from now. But You know what? This cat has 9 lives and more, and the most recent achievement is partnering with Pet Sitters International with a goal to educate and enlighten people about the best protector of their most priceless assets, their pets. And you know what I'm talking about, professional pet sitters. So let's get this party started with you, Jim. How in the heck did you connect with Pet Sitters International with Garfield, Odie, and your gang?
We called on Pet Sitters International. I had done some gags. Now that John Arbuckle actually has a girlfriend and has a need for a pet sitter when he occasionally goes out on dates, it got us to thinking about what kind of services were out there. And, you know, it could Garfield possibly support one? So we did a lot of research. And every time, Pet Sitters International came to mind because they have a very active communication program. They send out a lot of newsletters and things like that in an effort to communicate with and to educate their member organizations. And we thought Garfield would really work well graphically in helping to communicate their messages and, you know, issuing the kind of information that they do in support of their groups. And so we called them. It was last October. And, you know, Patty, it was taken with it. It was a kind of service. You know, when you have 8,000 member organizations, you've got to really communicate, you know, very specifically. And we thought Garfield could help bring a little familiarity to the group and also for people looking for pet sitters through their referral service, that having Garfield with it would give them a good boost as well. And boy, we hit it off right away.
Patty, I don't know. Ring, ring, the phone's ringing. It's Jim Davis, Garfield creator. I don't know, Patty, would you like us to team up with your group? I don't know. Do you want to think about it for a couple of days and get back to me? I mean, did you fall off your chair? What happened?
Well, we thought there is a God, Arden. But no, it was really very flattering, and we're very honored to be working with the caliber of Jim and his group at Paws and all the wonderful characters. And we're so proud of the professionalism that the PSI organization gives to the industry. And, you know, it was pretty much a no-brainer that Garfield is known as a demanding, finicky cat, and that, you know, if PSI pet sitters can please this critter, then you got to be a pretty good pet sitter.
Oh, absolutely. Pause down. I agree. And what is also neat about this show is Jim and I have some Hoosier connections. I hail from the wonderful city of Crown Point. And Jim, you're from Fairmount, is that correct?
That's right. I went to Fairmount High School, actually better known as the hometown of James Dean.
Oh, well, let's make that change right away. Really?
That's all right. That really lends a sense of cool to the community, I think.
Yeah. Well, I have in my hands a book that you wrote in 1998, 20 Years and Still Kicking, that you signed for me at the Boca Raton Art Museum, the Cartoon Museum.
And we had the Cartoon Museum there. That's right.
Yeah. You even spelled my name right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And, well, the reason I say that is now, all these years later, I have in my possession a book by Dr. Robert Krajewski, My Teacher, My Future, in which you and I are some of the famous Hoosiers spotlighted, and we wrote these little short things about our favorite teacher, and you wrote about your art teacher. Was it Paul?
I'm trying to think. Paul McCoy.
Yeah, Paul with two L's.
I just got the book 2 days ago. I read it last night, and wasn't that fun?
You know, I mean, what a connection. We're 6 degrees of separation, you know.
We're a small world.
I'm laughing that these are famous Hoosiers, and I'm in it. Hey! So I just made the cut, Jim.
Yeah, no. You're well within the group. I can vouch for that.
Yeah, and congratulations to you both.
I know. I'm sure it's going to be made into a movie, but we'll just wait. I want Garfield to play me. I don't know. I'm probably more like Odie, I guess. So, well, we'll see what happens. But let's get into this. You know, 1978, you got your cartoon got syndicated, which is pretty amazing. But you're probably the best person to ask this, Jim. You know, describe this, how you got Garfield. I mean, from what I understand, Garfield's probably kind of, you didn't wake up one day and say Garfield.
Actually, it was part of an exercise. I had actually been doing, trying to get syndicated with a bug strip for years. Norm Nat, I thought bugs were funny. Nobody else did. So I'd run it in a local paper for a while. And finally, a newspaper syndicate editor said, you know, the gags are great, the art's okay, but bugs, nobody can relate to bugs. So I took a long, hard look at the comics, and I saw dogs doing very well. Snoopy, Marmaduke, Fred Bassett, you name it, and no cats. And I felt if dog lovers liked dog strips, surely cat lovers would like to see a cat strip as well. And I'd grown up on a farm near Fairmount with about 25 cats, so I knew them. And also, I had been working on the Tumbleweeds comic strip as Tom Ryan's assistant for 9 years, and it was a cowboy strip. And Tom always got a lot of grief about Hildegard Hamhocker chasing tumbleweeds from the women's groups and things like that. But nobody ever picked on the animals. So I felt if I could work with an animal, I'd have a lot more leeway with the humor. And I think they do have a lot of latitude. And people naturally attribute human thoughts and feelings to cats anyway. So cats, I came up with it, and I drew him, and he was fat. And he looked a little bit like my grandfather, Garfield, and had that kind of personality. So I went with it.
Oh, my gosh. So he is named after your grandfather.
Mm-hmm. James A. Garfield Davis. Yeah, he was very, very large, kind of a gruff man, but with a heart of gold. You know, his eyes always gave him away.
Well, and then you added Odie. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Odie is such a pleaser, and it's kind of like a Teflon dog, wouldn't you think? Because of all the abuse he gets from Garfield,
he just bounces right back. He's a free spirit. He's the humor. Humor comes from conflict. I created Garfield first, and then I created all of the opposites from it. So as Garfield, you know, is very calculating, Odie is a free spirit. You know, Garfield is a pessimist, Odie is an optimist, and of course, cat dog. And so it's the old tall, short, you know, smart, stupid kind of thing to create humorous situations.
Well, I think it's working. I think you can quit your day job. I think you should stick with this.
That was the plan. I was hoping to make it. If I could make it like 3 years, I could get enough readers, you know, to help support the strip to keep it going. So, and you know, papers had tried to drop it, and fans have come to Garfield's support before. So, that made me feel very good. It's I think dropping an animal strip is very tough to do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what about you, Patty? I mean, what's your connection with Garfield, and are you a Garfield reader?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'd say, you know, I probably identify more with Garfield versus Odie, even though I guess I am more of a dog person, though, than a cat person. But yeah, like I say, I mean, we just couldn't ask for anything better than to have this relationship with the Paws characters. And our graphic artist have been hard at work since we started this agreement back in the first of the year. And we've got Garfield notepads and doorknob hangers for our members to use, Garfield t-shirts.
Wow.
Placemats that our members leave in client homes. And it's all working together to really raise the awareness of professional pet sitting.
Well, I think it's working. And, you know, when it comes to Garfield, Jim, you know, you said you were hoping, hey, if it lasts 3 years, that's awesome. It's lasted over three decades now. So what are you contributing to the staying power, this ageless popularity of Garfield?
Thematically, he deals with eating and sleeping, so we can all identify with him. It's going to hopefully stay in vogue for some time to come. Everybody, they like animals. And so basically, I think when people laugh at Garfield, they're saying, isn't that true? I just hold a mirror back to the reader and show them themselves with a humorous twist, because way down deep, we'd all like to have an extra dessert or sleep in a little bit later. And I think Garfield has the courage to say the things that we feel.
So that's right.
When we have a Garfield mug, you know, it says, I'd like mornings better if they started later. He's really speaking for them. So I think it's the human in him. He's a human in a cat suit. And so he speaks for all of us and helps us. He lightens life up, basically. I don't do social or political comment, but, you know, basically it's, you know, I'm telling people we should learn to laugh at ourselves.
I think now more than ever, yeah. I think being candid, what's the worst thing somebody could say to you is no, correct?
Right. It's, it's all good. There are different kinds of laughs. their embarrassed laughs and cruel laughs and things like that. I like to think when people laugh with Garfield, it's they feel better, you know, after they've laughed. So, and the fact that he does have his own mind is something that is to be admired as well. He's not perfect. He knows it, but he's cool with that. You know, he's happy with himself.
That's right. I wish I could be, well, I know I'm not perfect, but I got to work on not being cool about being cool about that. So I'm going to take that as a lesson from Garfield. You know, one thing I would want to say is I'm happy and I very appreciate Jim. Jim's going to be giving away an autographed or pawgraphed copy of his book, Garfield Weighs His Options, and a DVD, Garfield's Pet Force, to the listeners who email me at arden@ardenmore.com. The code word, ding, 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 lasagna. And whoever emails me this will be able to get a copy of the book or the DVD. We're giving away two prizes for two people. And Jim's kind enough to be able to get your information so he can personalize the autograph and spell your name right and everything. So, Jim, thank you. That was very kind of you to share that with our listeners.
Happy to, Arden.
And thanks for the $1 million check that you gave me, too. That's nice. It was very unexpected.
Not a problem.
Okay, no problem. Well, let's get into, you know, is there something that might surprise people about Garfield? A little tidbit of trivia. I mean, many of us have had the Garfield suction on our car windows in the 80s, and we've watched the movies. We think we know John. We think we know Odie. But is there anything you, maybe something funny or surprising about Garfield that you care to share?
Well, here's something I don't really talk about, not till now, at any rate. Back, let's see, the strip started in 78. Back in 76, when I was first designing Garfield and working with the strip, I say designing Garfield. Actually, my first few strips weren't called Garfield, they were called John. I wanted to do a strip about a single guy who happened to have a cat. And so I designed John to be a little bit like me in my college days, you know, easygoing, daydreamer, you know. And every time I did the gags, the cat had the funny line. It did. He stole the show. I mean, I couldn't ride away from him. I couldn't ride around him. I couldn't ride through him. The cat would walk in and zing John every single time. And I showed the strip, my initial strips to Tom Ryan, it does Tumbleweeds, and he says, well, it's telling you something. He says, the cat wants the strip. So my big plans for a strip about a single guy were dashed by the cat. So I named the strip after the cat and worked on him, and that paid off. So
it
I like
sure
to say
did.
It was, I like to say I had all this, you know, it was this grand scheme, but fact of the matter was Garfield waltzed in and took the strip over right from the get-go.
You know what? Sometimes it's good to let go. Don't you think sometimes we try to overplan? I don't think Garfield plans a lot. I think Garfield just does, right?
I tell hopeful cartoonists, have fun. Have fun doing your strip. Don't think it too hard, because if you're having fun doing it, people have fun reading it, and that means a lot.
That's for sure. We're speaking with Jim Davis, the creator of Garfield, the cat, and also Patty Moran, the founder of Pet Sitters International. She actually created the entire industry of professional pet sitting. And we're going to get back to him right after we pay for this show. So hang on, sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at petplanetmagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Hi, and welcome to The Family Pet on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Colleen Safford. Each week, we'll focus on different topics: child pet safety, child pet training, just how to make an appropriate pet selection for your family. All of these things will be covered in each one of our episodes. So we hope that you will join us at The Family Pet on Pet Life Radio.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, it's Rochelle Lefebvre from the Twilight franchise, inviting you all to listen to Obehave with Arden Moore on PetLifeRadio.com. And I think you should encourage other people to listen too, because I'll tell you from personal experience, Arden knows.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have our guest. There's the Garfield creator, Jim Davis, is in the house. And so is Patty Moran, the founder of Pet Sitters International. So I just need to get this out there. We need to go to petsit.com. And also Garfield.com, so you can learn and laugh about this crazy cat and this amazingly interesting connection with the pet sitters. I like the little video you posted on the pet sitters website, Jim. How many takes did that take you?
One. They call me One Take Davis.
Oh, nice.
Good or bad, you watch that video and you find out why I'm usually behind the pencil, not in front of the camera.
Oh, no, I think you did all right.
Yeah, it was great. We just set the camera up in the studio, and after visiting with Patty and stuff, you know, about, you know, what we could do to kind of introduce, you know, Garfield to their members and to, you know, the people looking for pet sitters and stuff like that. This is our initial effort, and then we'll be doing more and more with them. They do so many things with all their members, and it's just an amazing operation.
Well, Jim, we just appreciated the video so much, and Arden was with us in San Diego in February when we introed your video to our membership, and so she saw just the gasp that came from our audience as far as that, you know, Jim Davis was almost there with us in person, and it was a real hit.
Oh, yeah, I got my picture taken with Garfield, and I'm telling you, our bellies were kind of close, but I'm getting back into shape now, so I've been saying no to lasagna. But no, it was very wonderful. You should have seen their faces. It was like Disney had just, like, you know, come in or something, or they just won the lotto, and they just had the best hamburger they've ever eaten in their life. It was just a combination of, like, the best things you could ever have, and then all of a sudden Garfield struts in to the conference. So you knocked their socks off.
Oh, fun. That's neat. But I always love hearing things like that because, you know, seriously, sitting here at the drawing board, I really don't get much feedback on what I do as opposed to being a stand-up comic. But I do get more feedback than I used to thanks to email. But now and then when I send Garfield to a new place or try a new theme or something like that, I really do. I wait for the email responses and the letters to come in to tell if I'm on the right track or not. Because I only see it from one side. It'd be nice if I could get, like, immediate applause for doing a strip. Then I'd have a better feel for it. But I'm delighted everybody enjoyed Garfield's appearance out there.
Well, wait a minute. I'm clapping right now. Woohoo! I'm giving you a pause up. How's that? Is that good? Is that almost immediate?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to thank the Academy. Well, what are you doing when you're not doing Garfield strips and things like that? What's something fun that you like to do, Jim, with your family and any critters in the house?
I'm giving serious thought to joining the senior golf tour. However, I'm going to have to get my handicap a little bit lower. But I love to play golf. I love to be outside. Growing up on a farm, you know, I get outside every chance I get. Love working in the yard, working with flowers and things like that. And as far as doing stuff with the family, we're always, you know, running around with the grandkids and taking them to dance and other kinds of programs and stuff. And so all our family is within a block or two here, so we really enjoy them. And I do have two pets. Jill and my wife and I have a Yorkie. His name is Pookie. And we have Nermal, a tiger cat. Pookie and Nermal grew up together, so they both think they're dogs or they both think they're cats. There's no real distinguishing characteristics between the two except for Pookie's enthusiasm for everything. Obviously, you're pet people, so you know that Yorkies will take on anything. They think they're tigers, and I thought I'd lost him once. We'd let him outside, and there was a deer, and he attacked the deer. So, obviously, to watch an 8-pound Yorkie attack a full-grown deer was quite a sight.
Oh, my gosh.
Deer just gave him a shove with his foot and sent him rolling. So I think
maybe Pookie had a little bit of Garfield catitude at the time he needed it most.
In spades, yeah. And then Nirmal, you know, basically stands back and looks down his nose at Pookie, and that's about it. You know, they're typical, but they're great fun and a great source of material.
Well, obviously. And Patty, what do you think? Wouldn't that be nice to be able to be the pet sitter for Jim Davis's group?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm intrigued with the name Nirmal.
Yeah. That's actually, Nirmal is the world's cutest kitten in the strip. I picked the name because I'd never heard of it before. With so many things copyrighted these days, I thought, you know, it sounded neat. It sounded really cute, and I'd never heard of it. And obviously, as soon as he made his first appearance in the strip, I heard from a dozen Nirmals. So, it's not a common name. It's not really uncommon either.
Well, we do have another thing in common. We're both terrible golfers.
Ah, welcome.
So yeah, we'll get our money's worth next time I'm in Indiana, because I still have family there in Indiana. And I named my dog Chipper because my short game has now improved. Now I just need driver and putter. So do you think I have the chance to make the senior tour?
Right along with me. Tell you what,
all right.
You make it first, I'll caddy for you. I make it, you caddy for me.
All right, and I have a dog named Chipper, so that's good, huh?
Perfect. And we did a Garfield golf book with all the golf hints in it, and my name on the cover was Jim Chili Dip Davis. That's one of my favorite swings.
Oh, yeah, very personable. I used to be a sports writer, so yeah, I gotcha. Good one, good one. Mm-hmm. What's up ahead for Garfield? You've got the Pet Sitter International Alliance, which is awesome. I understand that, you know, Garfield does do a lot of good. He just doesn't want anybody to really know he's such a good guy. But, you know, there's some other causes. I wanted to see if you could speak a little bit about the Professor Garfield Foundation.
From the very first week I started doing the strip, I started getting letters from parents saying their children learned to read with Garfield through the comic strip. Looking at pictures, reading words with it, helped them, it flipped a switch, I guess, and helped them learn to read after maybe years of struggle or because of special challenges. And we found that people moving to the United States, learning English for the first time, learned to read, that adults who had challenges learned to read with it. So we founded Professor Garfield Foundation, dedicated to providing free content online in support of literacy, as well as other, you know, subjects as well, other kinds of educational content. And over the past 6 or 7 years that we've been doing this, the website has grown. We're getting more and more partners. It's getting very exciting. And actually, we took over management of the Charles and Helen Schwab Foundation site, sparktop.org, which deals specifically with children with learning disabilities, specifically dyslexia. And so that we now manage that. Believe it or not, Charles Schwab is dyslexic. He learned
really?
To read through the comics. He read, remember the old comics Illustrated and Classics Illustrated, the comic books? That's what he would read, and then he would do his book reports in school. Somehow he muddled through. He's done okay for himself, but So we do spend a lot of time over on that side. We're working on a lot of exciting projects and working on internet safety right now. And so we're having great fun with that. Other things Garfield has down the road, well, I'm working on a musical. Next January, we'll be premiering Garfield Live on stage. Right here at Ball State University, as a matter of fact. And then it'll go on the road for a couple of years and then go international. So that'll be great fun. Garfield belongs on stage singing and dancing, and I think animals are very musical anyway.
How's your dancing talents?
Not good.
Better than golf?
I come from the days of the twist and the stroll.
Me too.
So my stroll is more of a shuffle now.
What about you, Patty? What's your best dance move?
I'm really good at the twist, too.
Oh, right. Hey, we've got some talented here, yeah. I know that we got to give a shout-out to these websites. That's ProfessorGarfield.org. Is that correct, Jim?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay, and then we've got PetSit.com. That's for the Pet Sitters International Group that Patty Moran is headed. And obviously, the easiest website to remember is Garfield.com. We've been speaking today with Jim Davis, the creator of Garfield the Cat, who, as you know, makes you laugh, but he's also helping people learn to read. And Patty Moran, the founder of Pet Sitters International, she's the gal who actually created the entire industry of professional pet sitters. These are two powerful people in the pet world, and they're also very kind. They know, you know, you both followed your heart, and you both did what you knew was right, and I'm impressed. So, as a wrap-up, remember, whoever emails arden@ardenmore.com with the code word lasagna, you are going to win either a book autographed by Jim Davis called Garfield Weighs His Options, or the DVD Garfield's Pet Force. He's giving away two prizes to our listeners. The code word is lasagna, arden@ardenmore.com, and you'll be able to get your paws on that. I also want you to dash over to PetSit.com. It's a great site of professional pet sitters who know their stuff, who can work with all kinds of pets, even the likes of Garfield, and go to Garfield.com. Jim, Patty, any last words before we bid adieu? Jim?
Thanks for having us, Arden. Really looking forward to a long and successful relationship with Patty at Pet Sitters International.
That sounds great. And Patty?
Yeah, I don't know which is more fun, Arden, being the creator of Garfield or being in the professional pet sitting business. But anyway, I think we've got a great thing going together. And like Jim, I just look forward to a very successful future.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I'm very delighted. This has been one of my favorite shows of all time. And I'm just stoked that you both could be on that show. So at this time, I want to ask all of you out there to check out PetLifeRadio.com. We've got a great lineup of many, many shows, including this one, the Obehave Show. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two-, three-, and four-leggers out there. Obehave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Obehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Obehave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.